to be here this evening. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to once again stand and preach His Word. I had some scripture and a thought come to me back, this is yesterday sometime, and some direction. And I thought it interesting what Jerry was preaching on this morning. And tonight I'm going to do my best. I may do a little more reading. Actually, I'll just go ahead and tell you, I'll probably do a lot more reading than normal. But with the Lord's help, we'll get into the message that He has for us tonight. And I hope it'll be a blessing to you. I hope you can take something from it that'll help you in the days to come. In the book of Luke, in the 21st chapter, I believe we'll start there. It's where I feel to start. I'll give you a moment to turn there, Luke, in the 21st chapter. A familiar scripture. We've all studied it. It's been preached on, and I'll touch on it a little bit tonight. We'll lead into it here in verse 7 of the 21st chapter. We'll lead into it right there. It says, "And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilence, and fearful signs, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogue and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to mediate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish, and your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, and then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and the stars, and upon the earth distress of all nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves are roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." I'll stop reading right there for that. I've got some more scripture going to read here in just a moment. But friend, what I want you to realize tonight is that things are going to get bad. As bad as things are today, that in the time that we live in, the things and the movements that we are seeing. Our brother, as he spoke this morning, testifying and talking about how laws are being put into place and effect that are wrong as the day is long, I believe is how you put it. Amen. I'm telling you, we're living in a time where things are bad, but friend, I have a feeling that things are going to get worse before the Lord comes back. Now, I know there's a lot of different beliefs concerning a rapture of the church, a pre and a post and this and that. I don't know if we're going to be here to see the terrible times that lay ahead. I don't know if the Lord's going to take us out. Before that, there's a lot of controversy between the Scriptures and what it says and what it means. But what I would tell you tonight is that we need to be prepared either way. Amen? Amen. We need to be ready for the end when it comes. Because it is coming. And whether it happens in my time, whether it happens in the generations after us, there will be a day when I will leave this walk of life. I don't know when my allotted time is up here, but I know that I have an allotted time. I know sooner or later my time here will end. Now whether these things have all taken place and whether the Son of Man has come or not, I will be leaving this walk of life at some point in time, and it is necessary that I be ready to go when that time comes. Mm-hmm. It could be tonight. We do not know. We do not have a promise of tomorrow. Amen. It's what the Word tells us. Over in the book of Thessalonians, and in the second chapter, I'm going to read just a little bit more. That's all right. In Thessalonians, the second chapter, beginning in the first verse, it says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Friends, I'm telling you, according to the Word, times are going to get hard. Hey, according to the Word, there is a man that is going to be revealed. There is one coming, the son of perdition, that will come, and he will, with the help of the devil and his power behind him, will show all kinds of wondrous signs. He'll sit on the throne in the temple, it says, as if he is God, claiming himself to be God. Hey, and there's going to be a great falling away, folks. Hey, I believe there's going to be Christians all over this world. Hey, people that claim to be children of God. Hey, that don't know the Word. Hey, they're not rooted and grounded in the Word. Hey, to know that these things will take place. Hey, I believe there's a time coming. Hey, when men are going to fall away. Hey, believing on this one. Hey, because he's doing great signs. Hey, and great works out in the world. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, those folks, hey, they're in trouble. Hey, they're going to perish in the devil's hell. Hey, because it says, hey, that the Lord will destroy him. Amen. Right. The Lord will destroy him. But I'm going to tell you something tonight, folks. A lot of people are going to fall away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this son of perdition is already in the world today. I don't know if he's here yet. As far as I know, he ain't been revealed yet. But I believe when he is revealed, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be deceived. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to be so amazed, and they're going to worship him. They're going to follow his way, his direction, and give up the truth that was instilled in them. Friend, understand that he doesn't do this on his own. It's the work of the devil. Mm-hmm. When times get hard and when times get tough, Brother Jerry was talking today, and he was talking about how, you know, when things go wrong, we panic. I panicked. And I'm going to tell you something, as bad as things seem today in the world that we're living in today, tomorrow it's going to get a little worse. Yeah. Huh? Next week's going to be a little worse. Next year's going to be a little worse. Huh? Because evil is around. It's everywhere, and it's growing.
That's right.
It's growing. Man's hearts are falling away from the Lord. Right. People are turning to self-pleasure. There is no more righteousness in people. No one cares about one another. Love is growing cold. But yep. I want to tell you something. There's coming a day where you're going to have to take a stand.
Yep.
There's coming a day when, as hard as life has been for you so far, that it's going to get even harder. There's coming a day when, Brother Jerry, if I live long enough and the Lord tarries and I'm not taken out of this world, I believe that there's coming a day, hey, that I might be taken up for standing for the Word of God. Hey, that I might be put in prison, hey, for the Word of God. Hey, there's coming a day, hey, that man will be beheaded, hey, once again for the Word of God. Hey, it's happened in the past, it's happening in the present. Hey, as we know over across the seas, hey, it very well could happen in our land. Hey, we could see, hey, as the laws are being adopted in, hey, signing the place full of wickedness, hey, that there's coming a time, hey, that we may face, hey, that day where we're upon our knees, hey, and men standing behind us ready to execute us, hey, for our love of the Word of God, hey, for our stand, hey, for Jesus, hey, and the sacrifice that He paid. The day's coming. The day's coming. And to think that it won't come is foolishness, because it will. It's coming. Mm-hmm. So, how do we stand against that? How do we stand when things get worse than we've ever seen it before? Man, I know we talk all the time about how we just can't imagine how things could get any worse. How could the Lord let this go on any further? How much further is He going to let it go? We talk about this all the time. And we say it could come any day, and I believe that, but the Word tells us that there's one to be revealed.
I agree.
There's one to be revealed. How many people knows that, I wonder? How many people's looking for that?
I agree.
It's another sign. It's another thing that has to come to pass.
Yeah.
The Lord says before the coming. He said, no, that it's at hand. How do we stand?
Bless you all.
How do we stand against it when things get tough? When we feel like we can't go another inch? The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, it says, put on the whole armor of God.
Yeah.
It says, put on the whole armor of God. It didn't say some of it. It didn't say a piece here and there. It said, put on the whole armor of God. That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I believe when this son of perdition is revealed, there'll be spiritual darkness in high places. Amen. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand. Well, how do we do that? It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Know the Word.
Amen.
Know God's Word.
Yeah,
stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be your strength.
Yeah.
Let it be your whole reason for living, and know it.
Bless the Lord.
It says, and having the breastplate of righteousness. Don't just know it, but practice it.
Yeah.
Day in and day out. Mm-hmm. Amen. Not just on Sunday morning, but day in and day out. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Be ready to take the gospel of Jesus Christ and His saving grace unto all who will listen.
Amen.
Know it. Be prepared to take it and to deliver it. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Friend, hey, salvation is based on faith, not of works. Without faith, the rest of the armor is no good. Amen.
Amen.
Take the shield of faith, where ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked,
faith. Faith in your Lord, your Savior, the one who said, I'll never leave you and forsake you. Taking that name by day through every trouble, through every trial.
Amen.
Holding on to that. And take the helmet of salvation. When I think about the helmet of salvation, I think about a helmet that goes onto the head. I think about the mind and I think about remembrance. I call it the helmet of remembrance because, you know, we need to rely on God's Word.
Amen.
We need to bring it back to remembrance. That's what the teaching and the preaching's for. That's why we gather together, is to bring to remembrance what God's Word said, so we can stand in the day of evil times.
Amen.
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 And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's the only weapon we need, friend. The Word of God, sharper than a two-edged sword, is the only weapon we need to stand in battle in the evil days ahead.
Amen.
It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel.
That's right.
You know, as I think about the troubles and trials that I have to endure in my life, friend, I know we ain't seen nothing yet. I know I've not seen nothing yet. And I have to examine myself tonight and say, am I equipped? Am I equipped and prepared to stand? To be able to stand and face the things that are yet to come?
Amen.
Do I have God's Word so embedded in my heart that
amen.
I'm not afraid to speak out boldly.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
When the day comes that I'm maybe even faced with certain death because of my belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He came and bled and died. Paid the ultimate price for all of mankind. When I'm faced with certain death, am I prepared to stand on that? Am I prepared to lay my head over and say, do what you will? You know, am I prepared not to waver? Am I prepared to face all these horrible and terrible things that are going to come? Because, friend, they're coming. I don't live too good in life. Just the general things that I face day to day. Get upset and bent out of shape over this and over that. How in the world can I stand? How in the world can I stand? I can't. Not without the Lord. Not without putting on the whole armor of God. Not without getting rooted and grounded even further. I mean, as rooted and grounded as you think you may be in God's Word, you need to get further in. Yeah. You need to hold on. You need to get in there and dig deeper. And you need to know and you need to remember it. And you need to keep practicing it. And you need to keep preaching it. And you need to keep teaching it. And you need to stay on top of it day in and day out. I know, no doubt, there are folks, and I don't want to get on this, but I have no doubt that there are folks that go to church on Sunday and they're saints on Sunday, and the rest of the week they do as they do.
Amen.
They live as sinners the rest of the week and they live as Christians on Sunday morning. I know it happens. I know it's out there. To say that it doesn't exist would be a falsehood. It happens. It happens. But I'm telling you, if we want to be able to stand and we want to endure till the end, and that's what the Word requires. It's what it says, that we must endure to the end.
Amen.
There's no room to back up. Okay?
Amen.
If you're going to endure till the end, you need to put on the whole armor of God. And it's just not on Sunday morning. It's each and every day of your life.
Amen.
Each and every day you wake up, you need to be prepared. You know, I can't imagine. I can't even start to envision the fate that lies ahead for this world. But I know one thing. We have the promise of God. We have the promise that He'll always be with us. He'll never leave us and never forsake us. We have a promise of a home prepared for us, waiting our coming. If we'll just steadfast, stand steadfast, hold on, keep his commandments.
I don't know why this message has gone this way, but I feel like it's very serious that we start really thinking about the end. We talk about it, but I don't think we really contemplate how quick things can change. One law, two laws. Huh? If we had any control over what was going on in the world, wouldn't we be doing something about it? Wouldn't things be changing? But they're not. It's just continually, gradually, falling away. Everything's being turned into unrighteousness, unholiness, abominations against God, one right after another. And I know this sounds like doom and gloom, and how depressing is this? It is depressing, but what's more depressing is to think that I might not endure to the end, that I might not be prepared to stand against it. We need to get a hold of God's Word. We need to get in it deep. Take care of ourselves first, and then all those who will listen, all those we can reach.
Yeah, bless you.
Prepare them, get them ready. Because the day's coming.
Amen.
It's going to be great suffering. It's going to be great loss. I heard about an accident that took place the other night. My son, semi, I think, witnessed this happen. A boy on a motorcycle passed him on the interstate, and about a minute later, he ran into the back end of the semi and took his last breath there on the pavement. I couldn't help but think, what kind of condition was he in when he left this walk of life? And where's he at today? Sad. Sad to think about the shape that people are living this world. We had no promise of tomorrow. Can't help but think about this young man and what his life has been. I don't know. I don't know anything about him. Did he make a stupid mistake and had a wreck and lost his life? I don't know. I don't know what situation was, what kind of condition he was in. But I guarantee he didn't think that his life was going to be taken when it was taken.
Right.
Amen. We need to be prepared to lead this walk of life, whether it's now or whether it's when times get even worse. But friend, know they're going to get worse. We need to be prepared. And I think that's the message that the Lord wanted delivered, is that we need to be ready. We need to be ready at all times. But know that there are still worse times to come. I believe that. I believe there's worse times to come. So I'm going to get a song of invitation. You need to pray about anything tonight. If you have any need, I